Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is crazy. I just realized today is the first day that my cheekbones started popping again.
Yeah, not bad.
You like these cheekbones, Shannon?
You look great. You look great.
Sup? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks on a Wednesday. It's hump day, bump day, thump day, Trump day, Trump 2024.
Pars?
It's a great podcast. It's wonderful. Louis J. Gomez, he's the best.
Would you listen to Euphoria before this?
Bump day. Zach D'Amico's here.
How you doing, pal?
He is the international superstar. He's the best fucking goddamn sidekick in podcasting, unquestionably.
Thank you. I'll take it.
There ain't nobody funnier.
A great kind of you.
Two incredible white guests. White Power Day.
You're on.
Whiter than white. A delight and a fright. Colin Turrell joins the show once again.
What? Did you watch 8 Mile last night or something? What
is it? I'm on one, doggy. I'm on one.
Wednesday.
What you got planning? It's Mike Cannon.
Wow. Good job. I'm planning.
I thought you were going to stop.
No, I wasn't stopping, baby. I don't stop until I drop. Pop, pop, pop.
Wow. Were you planning this?
I'm going to kill myself. This is depression.
Yeah.
This is what this is how when I'm depressed, this is how it materializes.
Mm-hmm. In
fun.
This is your childhood
rhyme? Yeah, this is your childhood at play right now.
In fun rhymes.
And mania is picking up.
This is me. This is me in the lunchroom chugging chocolate milks for everybody. That's all that's happening right now. Okay? Welcome to the show. It's a Real Ass Podcast. We have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about the show. All right. You can cut the music. It's fine, Jorge. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah. What are you looking at? You're just looking at our outfits.
I was looking at your shirt. I was seeing what it was. Is it Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, I saw them at the Garden right before Zach called off the rest of the tour. Dude, I mean,
why
it was
did
obvious.
You do that?
Because they stink and I don't like them.
He was sitting the whole show.
Was he?
Yeah.
No.
It's something we do.
Zach's all set. Rage was good.
They were awesome.
Rage was good.
They're very good.
They were awesome.
I grew up at a time where you were a Rage fan. Like this, like Cannon, and we grew up in the same area.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit older than you. Not much, though. A couple years, right?
Yeah, I'm 39.
Yeah, 39. I'm 42 years old. Cannon is the fucking stereotypical Rage Against the Machine fan.
Play before football games.
Yeah.
Headbutt each other. I knew three songs.
Loved Dave Matthews Band, probably.
No, I didn't.
No, that's
no, because I didn't like Puka Shells, and I didn't care for the people that liked Dave Matthews. It's like, the music was fine. It's everything else.
Dave Matthews Band's fans. I was actually indirectly dissing you.
I know.
That wasn't a good thing. Thank you very
buddy,
much.
Buddy, I have a zest for life that you couldn't possibly take away right now.
Well, what's going on? Oh, that's right. You survived.
That's
You're a survivor.
Right. I'm a survivor.
Like,
and
he's a survivor.
And it hasn't emotionally hit me yet. So right now I feel completely invincible.
All right. So what happened here? Because I did see this post.
Yeah.
And then I think, did I even expend the energy?
Not to just you didn't even heart it, dude. You didn't even heart that I was
not
okay.
Even like, not even like a, yeah. This was too much. You being alive and almost being, I scrolled it. I read the whole thing. I was like, you know what? I'm indifferent about this.
Well, you did open with I'm fine. So then,
yeah,
who cares?
Walked away.
Yeah,
walked away.
I guess crashes aren't that bad.
No, we just had Jorge pour a cup of water outside to make a puddle for you to drown in later.
What happened here?
I was in Batavia. Have you done that club?
Batavia,
the comedy vault,
Illinois.
It's awesome.
I'm doing it at some point. Buy tickets, please.
Yeah, go see Colm. There's a bunch of Gas Digital fans around that area, too.
Oh, good.
So they came out, too.
Let's
which was
go,
very
team.
Cool. So thank you all for that. Shows were all good. Liz, the manager, owner, such a cool lady, really gives a shit about comics.
Hot.
Get that out of the way. She's attractive.
Toy?
I'm not going to comment.
Nice.
She's attractive.
Like it. Pink. All right, there
yeah.
we go. There
she,
we go.
I saw her.
You were giving her roadhead once she was driving?
Yeah,
before
I was
she
going down on her while she was driving.
She was
the funny thing is like, so Nick Cobb, you know Nick Cobb. He's a comic, was from New York.
Yeah,
he's out in L.A. for a while. Now he's in Chicago. So I hadn't talked to him or seen him in 12 years. He came out to the shows, did a guest spot, hilarious, all that stuff. We're hanging out. He begrudgingly agrees to give me a ride home.
He's not happy.
Not happy. Like, kind of like, yeah, all right. Like, the owner, Liz, was like, I'll give him a ride, no problem. And I kind of looked, I was like, hey, I'll do whatever.
So
and
you were
like,
giving him roadhead.
I was blowing him.
That's
harsh.
It. Holy shit. Get him to the bottom of this. Notorious! So go ahead.
So I'm sucking his dick. And
there you are. His eyes rolled back.
We didn't see shit for minutes. So we're just driving down this residential street, and we're doing probably between 25 and 30 miles per hour, heading through a light, all houses, no even businesses or anything like that. I'm holding two liquid death cans that are filled, just taking it back to the hotel. No idea what happened to those. They're gone.
Dude, so death cans are gone.
Dude, so we're driving. I ask some question, and as it's leaving my mouth, I'm embarrassed by how who gives a shit.
Are you going to come?
Don't come in my mouth.
Just tap me on the back of the head before you go.
You like that?
Is that what you like?
You like that, Nick?
Do you want me to gag?
That's exactly what it was.
She doesn't suck your dick like this.
So as I do that, I just hear Nick scream, and it's the briefest.
I'm coming! I'm gay!
I'm so gay.
You get blown by a guy. That's how you scream.
Oh, I'm so gay!
It's unmistakable!
I love being gay!
Your dad was right! So he yells, and as I turn my head to look to see what the fuck happened, I'm in the air. Wow. So like I'm literally in the air, and the car is going in slow motion. Like it truly feels like almost like Matrix,
like
shit,
a movie.
That,
yeah,
like everything is just kind of, you hear the almost like cellos,
like Christmas
in the background.
Music should be playing.
Yeah, it was just,
it's beginning to look, and your car's just rolling into Christmas.
It's a Polaroid of you holding your son as he's born.
Yeah.
Was there a flash before your eyes?
No, nothing just like that, to be
first
honest.
First time you did YKWD.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby Kelly. I'm going to miss that, man. But I was like, it was probably the most present moment of my entire life. Like, I didn't think of anything. There was nothing besides the slow motion and just being like, huh, this is it. And then we hit the roof. We didn't stop. So the car was like skidding on the roof. And the sound of that is
sick.
Like, insane,
dude.
Are you
like dangling? Oh,
dangling upside down, and
wear
I kept
your seatbelt, kids.
You know,
it sounds like Robbie Goodwin's impressions. It's just a shitty fucking Adam Sandler impression. Just cross the gut. But you guys are gonna really jump on board with trashing Robbie Goodwin. People are harassing me to have Robbie Goodwin
if I was
at Skankfest right now, so that's why he's on my mind.
I would if I was
and
familiar
I promise
with his
you,
impression.
Robbie Goodwin will not be on Skankfest this year because people think they're gonna harass me into getting him on Skankfest. It is having the opposite effect.
I think you guys can get him on.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
I'm gonna kill Robbie Goodwin.
I start a change.
Robbie can have my
petition.
Spot. I volunteer.
People will kill you. People will be so mad that they'd actually kill you.
I'm going to volunteer my spot for Robbie.
For Robbie, yeah.
Robbie, listen. I know we've had some problems in the past, but this is for you now. You can have my Skanks Fest spot.
Continue, sorry.
So so it's screeching to, you know, and we're from Rockland, so I think you've probably had friends that have died in car accidents, right? Like, it's a Rockland county. I mean, it's an everywhere thing, but like Rockland specific, there is a lot of people in our county that are, you know, drunk driving deaths in my school specifically. I've had a lot of friends
that have
died. There
was a kid who beat me up in the sixth grade who died in a motorcycle accident.
Nice.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I remember being like, hell yeah.
Sweet
fuck
retribution.
Fuck yeah, dude. Finally, yeah. Finally. Yeah. God was on my side.
I hope you felt every bit of it.
Dude, I hope you just bounced across. Every time you bounce into the ground, I hope you thought that was probably Lewis.
I've got people in their 40s now. I'm like, going like, come on, I hope they're fucking get cancer or something. It's coming.
Like one out of three people get cancer.
Yeah, but what if I get cancer before they do?
It's likely.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not likely.
Continue.
So we're scraping along the ground.
The story.
And as it's scraping along the story, and I kept waiting to either like, in my head consciously, I was like, all right, something's going to hit you in the head or you're going to go unconscious and you're either going to wake up in the hospital or never. Like that was a conscious thought in my head. We then stop. We're just fucking upside down.
Spinning slowly.
Dude, kind of, yeah, with glass.
Jurassic Park.
Fucking everywhere. J.L. Colvin's fucking dumb Trump impression album automatically clicks on.
No.
And we're like listening, like, China. And we're literally upside down. I'm like, are you okay? Because I thought I lived and I was going to turn and see a bag of blood. Right. Like the way he screamed, I was like, "Well, I guess I'm the lone fucking survivor."
What noise did he make?
It was just like
horrifying.
It was animalistic. Like you can't even mimic it.
What type of car is this?
SUV.
An SUV.
Yeah, an SUV. That wasn't like it's not like a G-Wagon where it was super high that rolls or whatever. Like it just felt like this guy he hit us at 40 or whatever. Never touched his brake. Didn't say like we didn't hear a screech or anything. Just got under the car and fucking. Flipped it. And I don't know if we did 0.5 or 1.5.
Maybe it was a Skanks fan that really didn't like it. Yeah, what if it was fucking like, I'm going to kill my cannon.
What if it was like a prank?
Somebody from the racist.
What if it was a prank? Just like, yo, I got his ass.
Dude, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I saw my cannon, dude. I'm going to fucking T-bone him.
There was like, what was the TV show about the megachurch?
Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones. There's the scene where he's chasing them through the streets and his wife is next to him. He's like, honey, what are you doing? He's like, no, that's my buddy. I know him. We always do this. We fuck with each other. He's chasing him down and ramming his car. It's fucking wild, dude. All right, so continue.
So yeah, not to take up too much time.
No, it's fine. I like this. It's great.
So we're hanging upside down. I ask if he's okay. He's okay. I literally go, like, should I call 911? We're just upside down. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
The answer is yes.
No,
but it was in my
pocket.
Your phone already knows you're in a crash, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Does the phone have an automatic like crash sensor type thing?
Well,
no.
It didn't. Because I pulled it out.
It does.
The amount of times that I've thrown my girlfriend's phone into the wall.
You didn't throw it 100 miles an hour down a motorway.
Let me tell you something, doggy. Right? I will fucking make it feel like it was in an accident.
The phone has a Puerto Rican sensor as well.
Domestic
it
violence.
It said it was in a Puerto Rican's hand seconds before. It's, like,
it's okay. This is typical behavior.
Yeah.
So we're upside down. I go, should I call 911? He says, yes. I call 911. They're like, 911, what's your emergency? And I'm like, I have no identifying information. And then I just hung up.
You panicked?
I hung up.
Being a 911 operator has to be like...
You got anxiety. You got
freaked out.
Can I text?
I'm just upside down. I didn't even know what fucking town we're in.
Every time you're like, you get a call, 911, like, you know, 911, what's your emergency? Like, what's on the other end? It could be fucking... Like, it could be, like, sometimes just being like, hey, you know what?
So much blood!
Sometimes it's literally a person, like, at a supermarket being like,
you're having a barbecue!
Yes.
That's the spectrum.
It's a lot of noise complaints. It'll be a person, like, being like, yeah, they gave me the wrong change at McDonald's. Be like, somebody needs to get over here. Be like, this is not an emergency. But they get that a lot. Or, on the very other end of it, it's, like, a child screaming about their mother being murdered by their father.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just have to like keep the kid on the phone and be like, hey.
You gotta go calm down.
Then
who's raping you? Calm down. And how many men are raping you? No, sir. sir.
Unclench for one moment.
Sir, no.
Stop crying, sir.
What did he stab you with, sir? Sir, and what is the address? What are the coordinates? Sir, can you turn down the radio? Sir, can you ask that guy attacking you to not make so much noise?
Is Donald Trump in your car?
Sir, can you please hold? I'm gonna put you through to my
Look, if you ever listened to 911 phone calls. It's like
and
that.
How many times do they ring? They go, "Help! Quick! He's gonna attack me!" And what's the address? And then it goes beep, and they go, "Oh, all right, Susan, I'll go for lunch."
But they also
have the automatic thing, right?
Don't they ping it? Don't they know the address?
I assume. No, they gotta keep you on the line. You've never seen a movie where they go keep him on the fucking line?
Yeah, that's in the '80s.
No, that's still today.
I don't think so. I think if I went 911 with my phone and then threw it under the bed,
yeah.
And then fought off the murderer. In my mind, I'm going,
I don't think
they're going to find out. 100%. They're coming to that phone.
Yeah, no. Yeah. What's going to happen?
They have the same equipment as Batman. No. How can they show up?
You just hear
from. I'm trying to fight him off while I'm on. Hold on. This is crazy.
No.
There's an answer to this.
You just told the murderer. Then now the murderer can just hear from underneath your bed.
Hello,
sir. This is 911. What's it?
He gives him the wrong address.
What's your emergency? Sir.
If you are in danger, they can locate where you are, but it's not an exact science, it says, because it's the ping from the cell phone carrier.
So it's the tower.
Yeah.
So it's like when you have Find My iPhone and it tells you it's fucking...
Well, Find My iPhone tells you exactly where it's at.
Yeah. It's so fun. I mean, they could literally keyword search anything that we say at any point, but if we're hanging upside down from an SUV in the middle of the suburbs of Chicago, they're like, we can get to the general area.
Does the phone not have an automatic crash? Doesn't the phone go off?
So that's another thing. You can set that up on your iPhone under settings. At the emergency SOS, you can turn it on to call after severe crash.
Yeah, but what type of dipshit gets in a car crash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or plans for it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've been in so many car crashes.
This is my first one.
I was almost in a car crash yesterday. I was going to the boxing gym, and there was a guy who was like road raging. Mm-hmm. I kind of deduced what happened afterwards. All I know is that I'm just driving down the street, and a fucking SUV is careening toward me as fast as possible, like angry. Like this guy's like,
God.
And he was coming around a truck. He didn't see that there was another car on the other side, and I had to swerve out of the way. And then I was like, I'm going to chase this guy and kill him. Uh-huh. So then I turned my car around, and then the truck that he was like going around, he was like, yeah, that guy's a fucking nut. There's a kid in the car. He was like, this guy chased me down because I gave him the finger on the highway.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? And I was like, that's it. I'm on the case. And the truck driver was like, I'll follow you. The truck driver was like, I'll follow you. And then I'm like, I'm starting to go. And then I went, wait a minute, this is how I die.
Yeah.
This is the moment in which I make this stupid decision for no reason to go chase a guy who's obviously fucking crazy, who's got a kid in the car, who's like doing psychotic shit. And then I literally stopped and then I turned again and the truck driver saw me. I was like, dude, this is none of my business.
Sorry. I got heated there for a second, doggy.
Yeah, I turn into Batman every once in a while.
I remember I'm a 41-year-old man.
The J is for justice.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I totally remember. Yeah, I'm an adult. That's right.
Yeah, I'm a member of society. I forgot. Sorry.
Yes.
Well, sorry, J is for just kidding.
And then I just it was. I am getting more mature because I literally made a decision to just not get involved. I mean, it was, he did come right toward me, but I was like, me chasing this guy down, what is the best case scenario? I'm going to be on the phone with the cops and I'm now not going to the gym. I'm a half an hour away from, I'm now late for what is the best case scenario? I save a baby's life. I don't care about this baby.
No. And you wouldn't have.
No.
You would have killed that baby.
I probably would have killed that baby.
For sure.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. Capsulite prevents the awful feeling the day after drinking, and you take it before and during a night out, and it will really save your day. The next day, you're going to feel like $1 million. You're not going to feel like shit. We all know that feeling. We all know how it feels to drink too much and then feel like crap the next day. Capsulite has you covered.
Yep, it's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. It supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that causes the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. And it comes in a fun little portable packet you can take right with you to the bar, club, or comedy festival.
All you got to do is go to Capsulite.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that is Capsulite.com. Promo code GAS when you check out for 30% off. All right, where were we?
There was that famous, do you guys remember this? I know Zach will. This is like old subreddit lore, right? First of all, now like a lot of like, Opie and Anthony subreddit started it all.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, we hate the hosts of this show. It was a fan, and then it turned into, and then a lot of other ones.
They used to call them tit zits and the worm.
And then obviously the fighter and the kid now has sort of taken the place of like the most toxic.
Oh really?
The skank subreddit is like I feel like it's coming back. I feel like
there's brutal out there.
No. The skank subreddit, there's a lot of people that hate, but then I feel like
Bonfire is brutal.
Doggy, then there's people that fucking are that really kind of get it a little bit, and they're kind of taking back the subreddit. Bonfire
is brutal.
But they just hate Bobby and Jay. It's fucking crazy. They hate them. But on the Opie and Anthony subreddit, this was a thing. The guy's name was Killa Coon.
Mm. Oh my God.
Kill a Coon.
Oh.
But it was K-I-L-L-K-U-H-N, if I remember it correctly.
Killa.
Okay. Because I used to be on the subreddit all the time. This subreddit back in the day, like, it's so funny because I was just like, I had nothing else going on. I was like, cool, I'll just go on the subreddit. I would post. At one point, they made me the moderator for the subreddit just to be funny. God. The moderator started like battling with each other. It was fucking hilarious. It was very funny.
And they knew you as you.
They knew me as me. Okay, yeah, okay. I would post as myself. But I just thought it was kind of, it was like a fun, toxic place. I would go on Anthony's show or I would do Jim's show and they'd be like fucking, you know, it was just... It was before you could Google yourself.
For them though, it was almost like that was their like he who shall not be named. Like they never wanted to even acknowledge the subreddit. I think I brought it up once.
Oh, right. Oh,
on
yeah,
like
yeah,
Opie
yeah.
and Jim and they're like they're like, don't even give it air, man.
I think you know you have to look, I think those things are good to sort of it's a check and balance system. Every once in a while you can see how the fans really feel about you, right?
Oh yeah.
And that's okay. And you can adjust or not. You can keep it going down that path, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But there was a guy named Killa Coon, if I'm not remembering this, and he would just regularly post on this subreddit. And the story went, he went to a Best Buy with his like baby. He had like a 1-year-old or 1.5-year-old baby. This story's fucking crazy.
Oh, I remember.
You remember this?
Yeah, I do. Dude.
And he stole, I believe it was a Bose sound bar. Because the only reason I remember all these things was because on the Opie and Anthony subreddit, they had a ranking system.
Uh-huh.
And they would rank all the comedians and in the world of Opie and Anthony, right? And, you know, Opie was like, you know, net downvoted to negative 4,000. I got to the point where I would get into the top three. Like, it was like ironic. But they would upvote Killa Coon.
Sure.
They would upvote the soundbar. Bo's soundbar was a thing that would get upvotes or downvotes. So I remember little things like that. I believe it was a Bo's soundbar. And he was stealing it from Best Buy. And he runs out. He's got like a toddler in like a stroller. And he runs out, and security's like chasing him. He puts the toddler in the back of the car without the strap.
Oh, no.
And then fucking takes off. I believe gets fucking T-boned or something. Fucking the baby flies out of the fucking car. Literally.
Out of the car.
Flies out of the car, across the highway. Fucking. It's literally just.
It's a projectile, not a baby.
It is. It like fell apart into the point where it was just dust. It just rolled into nothingness. He sees the baby and just fucking takes off anyway, like runs away from the scene. Like, yeah. Wow. And this guy went to prison, but it was like one of the most like famous pieces of shit from the Opie and Anthony subreddit.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Am I getting these details right? I'm sure somebody in the racist live chat will.
That's is that guy still in jail? I assume.
Wow. Yeah. No, they know there's. Yeah, Kadon was the baby's name. Yep. Joshua Thorpe said Kadon.
Kadunk. Kagon. Kagoing, going, gone.
What happened to the speaker? Did he ever?
Yeah. Did he get to bring it to Rikers?
Did he ever get?
No, dude.
He's sitting there right now, and Rikers going. Like,
worth it.
Listen to Kendrick.
This woofer bops.
It's fucking crazy. Let's do some plugs.
Well, can we hear the rest of how Mike?
Oh yeah.
So, I just got distracted. Sorry.
So whatever. So I'll speed through it. We're upside down. Where you know Nick goes. Oh, I hear people. People start crowding around, and I'm like, okay, great. They don't help. They're just gathering around talking. And I finally scream help, and they go, oh shit, they're not dead. That's what we heard from outside. So somebody tried to pull open the door. They couldn't. I unbuckled, like fell onto glass, kicked out of the door, came out, and then got up. And literally, like, I lived that Dane Cook bit where he's like, you get hit by a car and then you like walk around a little bit. I literally walked around on the grass. People were like, sit down, get out. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fucking cunt. Like, I yelled at some old lady, apologized immediately, was like, I'm sorry, I just need space, get the fuck out of my face. All that stuff. They pull Nick out. He's okay. You know, my hand was like Haseem Rahman's fucking forehead.
Oh, look at your hand, dude.
This is actually it after a few days, and it's fine. It's gone down. Dude, it looked... Everybody was like, well, that's broken, but good. Like, all the EMTs are like medical diner waitresses. They have no social tact. They've seen the worst of the worst from human beings, so they forget how to communicate with other people.
EMTs, like,
are they paralyzed? They're like, you're fine. Don't
exactly.
Worry. They're volunteers, right? EMTs?
No, I think
they are dipshits.
These were pay for play, I think.
They're dumb as fuck.
I think a lot of volunteers are. I think it's almost like a Gas Digital like situation where there's some paid, but there's some.
They're hoping to work their way into nursing.
they're trying to get that sweet, cushy EMT pay, but they got to pay their dues for a couple years.
They keep trying to force their way on operations so people pay attention to them. What a making content.
EMTs are on the Harrington track.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
Unreal. So, yeah, whatever. And every EMT, every doctor told us that they assumed they were walking up on dead bodies from the look of it. And just, yeah.
What about the car that hit you guys?
So I don't know if I met that. Like, I don't know. There were people around. So I don't know if.
So it might have been the old lady.
Yeah, could have been the people from the car. But they admitted that they ran the red. So they immediately were like, yeah, they must have been texting or something because they weren't fucked up and they didn't tap their brakes. So I assume they just were
those fucking reels, man.
Yeah, either just getting blown themselves.
I mean, the amount of times that I'm literally posting I'll be like literally editing a video, texting, listening to an audiobook, trying to pay attention to the GPS. Like, oh, I was going to edit this real.
Remembering a tag for a bit, so also texting yourself.
Lewis's car has automatic brakes, so that it can't fucking rear end fucking. You drove us somewhere once. They locked in three times. In one driving.
Dude, my call.
He's just like on the phone going, oh, Red Bar posted a thing. Oh, thank God. Red Bar didn't mention me.
This is the soundtrack of every ride with me and Lewis. I remember the three of us drove to a gig, and when we got there, Lewis gets out of the car, and Carl turns to me and goes, "That's why you like the backseat, huh?"
Lose a lunatic.
Nick said the same thing to Cannon.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Nice.
Notorious.
Oh, wait, because you're gay.
How long before you rang your wife?
I texted her right away.
Like, she I feel like that would be like 2 hours later. I was like, oh shit, I forgot to fucking ring my girl.
It was hard because she's fucking pregnant. Like, she's 6 months pregnant. So bitch. I also
why do I not know you're having a second child? Fucking, I didn't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Going for a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Dude, what a story for her if you would have died.
I know.
Like, while she's pregnant. That's like the saddest fucking.
But I have a special that's like being edited right now, too. So it would have been a nice.
That would have been your biggest special.
That's a horrible way to talk about your wife's pregnancy.
That was unbelievable.
What would you call it?
Corky.
If you died, what would you want the special called? Afterlife or something?
That's not bad.
From the dead.
Yeah, from the dead.
One last die.
One last die hard. From the can man.
Something like that, yeah.
But yeah.
Still not funny.
Still not. Even still, dead.
Yeah. Less funny somehow. Mean.
We just completely.
I'm glad this guy's dead.
We don't miss him as much as we pretend we do.
My wife titled it.
Let's do some plugs. What'd you plug it on, Cannon?
Crazy Chaos Podcast. I also, I got the special coming out. All my dates are at MikeCannonComedy.com. Sorry. I got Seattle, Washington, June 14th through the 15th at the club that wouldn't have Lewis.
Really?
At Capitol Hill Comedy Bar. They like my cuckish comedy.
Guys, get his weekend pulled.
If you can,
it'd be so easy.
How?
The amount of times you've been sitting next to me laughing at my horrible jokes?
Sure, but they want the ally, you know, mid-June,
in the
middle of Pride Month.
Shit. Somebody comes in for the plug section. What a bitch, Kim.
Wow. I gotta make it quick. I T-boned some hack earlier. So.
I thought you guys broke up.
We did. Okay. What's up, everybody? Hi.
We're in the middle of plugs.
Hi, Kim.
Sorry.
Oh, you're saying hi?
Sorry. I'll be in Massachusetts this Friday at the Crystal Ballroom, Boston.
Should I scoot up?
No. I got to go. I have other things to do.
Oh, just a little dip.
She's just coming in to steal the plugs. That's okay.
No, I came in to say hi to you guys.
It's the most Puerto Rican thing.
Like weed or... Okay, thank you. What are you guys doing? Why are you so weird?
We're doing a podcast.
So I can't come say hi to my friends.
Come sit down and podcast with us.
I see all the men, they come in, you go, oh, so funny, Shane Gillis, look at him, popping in. Fuck you guys.
When does Shane Gillis pop in?
I don't know,
he's the biggest comic in the world right now.
2017 or something?
He won't answer my text messages anymore. No. It's over.
All right, I got to go do my makeup, but I just wanted to say hi.
Please.
This is you. This is your natural?
Come on.
Ooh, Kimmy Kong did.
Thank you. All right, love you guys.
Bye. Thanks, Kim.
Single Lewis.
Yeah.
Single fucking.
No, if my if I was still with my ex, that would not have happened. I would have said, Shannon, stop her. Stop her now.
We would tased her.
Atlantic City also at the end of June, but all dates, MikeCannonComedy.com. I have a big fall tour that's coming with the release of the special. So,
Colin?
I got loads of dates. I'm on the road. I'm in Seattle, in a different place. June 8th, Portland. June 9th, Long Island, Tampa, Port Charlotte, Jacksonville, Cincinnati. Loads more dates. Skankfest, obviously, check it out there. And Galway, Ireland. I'm doing the Galway Comedy Festival. Oh, nice. First time back in Ireland for a long time. And then Burlington, Vermont, October 20th. Colm Tyrrell, Lil Sass, and Friends. It's going to be a fun show. Come out to that. Oh, and the Colm Tyrrell podcast. Thank you. Everyone in this room has been on that podcast. Check out the Colm Tyrrell podcast.
Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. And I got dates coming up in West Virginia, Dallas, and more coming out soon.
This weekend, I will be in Las Vegas. Four shows, Wise Guys, Town Square, the new location. Let's fucking come out, guys. Come the fuck out. We're going to get wild in Vegas this weekend. Then I have Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's happening June 21st, 22nd. Oh, that's right. I'm going to Austin. June 2nd, I'm going to be in Austin at the Creek in the Cave doing a Depraved show with an incredible lineup. Kim's going to be on the show. Sal Volcano, Gardini, a bunch of comics. A couple people I can't announce yet, but I will be announcing before the date. I just want to, we got a couple surprise guests. Some things are happening.
Get
those fucking tickets because they will sell out. The lineup is going to be incredible. I'm telling you right now. So come to the Creek June 2nd, and then other stuff coming up. I got Ontario, Oxnard, Los Angeles. The regs are going to be at the Gramercy Theater doing a live podcast, which is going to be a ton of fun. Hyenas Fort Worth, Hyenas Dallas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, and more. Grab those tickets. They're all up on my website. I'm going everywhere. I'm touring all throughout the fall. I'm filming a new special next winter.
Hey.
So, yeah, be a part of the process, guys. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital as well. GasDigital.com. Use that promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. You get a bonus episode that we do every single week on this show. Friday episode is just for subscribers, and all the show the episodes that go out to iTunes and YouTube, they're really censored, guys. We say a lot of crazy shit on the show that we do not allow to go onto YouTube and all the other platforms. So if you guys want to see the show in its truest form, you should subscribe and support the show, and it's the number one way that you can support us. It really does help us out, and believe me, you want this fucking platform. When this next election cycle comes, I'm telling you, they're coming for your comedians.
YouTube already is, in the sense that it's like it's becoming increasingly more difficult to monetize your content and also to get it out there, because if you curse or do whatever, it throttles limited ads, all that shit. Everybody's heard it before. But YouTube used to be where everybody went because they couldn't get to Netflix or any of these major platforms. And now they're fucking Disneyfication of literally the world.
100%.
It's brutal.
Even like everyone's specials, some specials did go viral, but a lot of guys that were getting millions of views, their specials got throttled They were getting a few hundred thousand views instead. So that happens. YouTube is not... it's not going to be comedy friendly, and especially as if Trump gets an office, and I think he's going to. It's going to get fucking crazy. I'm telling you right now, dude. You don't remember last time how fucking bad it was. People on the left, they felt like, holy shit, Trump is in office. We need to get whatever wins we can get. And they came after comedy. They came after music. They came after TV shows. They came after content creators.
Come at us.
No, that's not what we're saying.
You're 100% right, dude. I've been saying that to people too. Comedy was worse during Trump because of the pushback.
It was way worse. It was really hard, and it was fucking... It sucked, dude. Just feeling like...
I'm a single-issue voter, and it's based on comedy.
It's 100%, dude. 100%. Look, my crypto wants Trump to get in, but my comedy
career... I've
been voted since the year 2000.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, Gas Digital as a platform... it is so fucking necessary. I'm telling you right now, support the fucking network. Subscribe. It's fucking $8 a month. You're literally helping us create content that is not going to be able to go anywhere else in the world. There's going to be a time where it just won't be able to go anywhere. So yeah, for that reason and that reason alone, subscribe, support, and fucking we're going to keep on creating incredible content and putting it out the way that we want to put it out and the way that you guys want it to be put out.
This might be a dumb question, but do you ever get worried that your hosts of your platform will have a problem? Because that's what it comes down to, right? It's the platforms, and then the people that truly can control the information or just what gets out there are the hosts of each website, of each platform, or the people that...
Yeah, no, that's eventually coming as well, of course. Yeah. 100%. Eventually, you won't be able to host it on... It's going to have to be some crazy foreign country and different servers. Like, yeah, that's all coming down the pipeline.
That's weird, man.
But yeah, support and fucking... Yeah, make sure you guys support, and that's the fucking number one way you guys can do it.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show and supporting this show for a really, really long time. If you guys want to get high and you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which I think is literally every state at this point, and you're over 21 years old, get Delta 8 shipped right to your door. It gets you high. Why go out? Why have to fucking deal with people? Why have to interact? And why not save a little bit of money?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states. I think almost all of them now. And it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, guys, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
All you got to do right now is go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? So, all right, let's talk about this. This is an interesting story. Belle Delphine. She's like a...
Did you just tell me that? What, that's 100 milligrams?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Instagram whore? What is she?
These are good, though. BK Broilers. They're from Rockland. Local guy.
Who is this Belle Delphine chick? She's like a, she was like an OnlyFans bitch.
Yeah,
right?
I think she was also like a gamer.
She looks, she looks like a child, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture. Who?
Belle Delphine.
Who are we talking about? What?
I thought you were talking about Metzger's ex-girlfriend. Wasn't there a comic, Delphine?
Oh, Jessica Delfino.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this bitch.
Yeah, she's like an OnlyFans chick.
But you've heard.
Yeah, no, she's a famous, like...
Oh, I've seen it. She just, like, does a cross-eyed kind of goofy face.
Yeah, but she dresses up like a toddler.
That's right, yeah.
She gets fucked, though, right?
Yeah, she gets fucked. Does she? Yeah, she fucking does.
I mean... She looks like a Lisa Frank folder.
I mean, she's pretty toy. I wouldn't say, you know, she looked like a child. I wouldn't say a child.
Childlike. Certainly childlike.
Yeah. I think that there is a thing, the cross-eyed thing, the bubblegum thing, like...
The cross-eyed thing is called... It's some sort of...
It's something.
It's called Hey Ego or something.
It got me a couple times. I was like, oh, I like this. I was like, this cross... And then I saw... bitches that were doing it exclusively,
yeah,
and I was like, oh, it's
it's
just
like an anime thing though,
it's just fake and dumb and like yeah. I don't know, I don't like it, but regardless, she's pretty toy, obviously. Mm-hmm. Let's get real.
But everyone goes through their phases of they want a little girl, next thing you want a gilf,
then you want a baby,
you want a grand. Yes, you go to your phases.
Yeah, right. But yeah, she's got
it's not all pedophiles.
She
no,
went viral, she went
depends
viral a
feeling.
Few years ago because she sold her bath water.
Oh,
legend.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Did that exist before Kevin Durant said that? Like, was that a say? Do you remember that? Kevin Durant kind of popularized that like years ago where he was like, Scarlett Johansson, I would drink her bath water.
I feel like that was,
that was a phrase.
That was a turn of phrase. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you look up the origin of the phrase drinking someone's bath water?
This is why.
It's great.
Sex work isn't real work, right? Because men sit around going, oh man, I wish I could sell my bath water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a get rich quick scheme. And all these whores are like, no, it's not. It's a hard job. I have to finger myself on camera.
My bathwater would get somebody sick.
Yeah. Dude, the pair of socks of mine would fucking would spread an illness.
Yeah, dude, I... Obviously, I mean, people did buy the bathwater, right? Shannon, give me details about the story.
Well, didn't people buy her farts? Shannon's farts?
One person.
Well, that was a joke, wasn't it?
Mike Rainey. Mike Rainey was the one about them.
Rainey bought the farts?
So she was selling them for $35 each.
And what did you get?
Just the little jar with the bath water, like a weed jar, a little weed jar.
A little weed jar with bath water, yeah. And then people could do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
They drink it.
They could add water.
She could water their plants
just to make
with
it. More bath water. Yeah.
Like shampoo almost. You get to the bottom of it. So you start refilling it.
So the issue is that she's from the UK. She's not from the United States.
I didn't know that. Wow.
She is she?
And so
do you
whenever.
Want to drink me bath water?
Is there I'm a little child.
Oh, I'm a baby. You want me baby bath water?
You
want
to bugger me?
Oh, isn't that silly?
You're going to bugger me in me bath water.
Hello, hello.
You're fucking me right in my pussy.
Right, my tight little cunt.
Oh, you're fucking me so good, me eyes went crossed.
I'm cockeyed.
I could see me nose. I can.
You fucked me cockeyed. Oi.
Oi.
I'm a little child.
I've got a cockneyed accent.
You've
got
a bugger me.
All right, so
yeah, dude.
So Shannon, again, so she was in England.
Yeah, so she was selling them for $35 each through PayPal. The issue is that she was technically breaking the terms of service of PayPal by sending like a sexual kind of item from the UK to the US. So you can send it within the US, but the cross the countries was an issue. So every time somebody purchased one for $35, she would get a fee of $2,500 for breaking terms of service every time.
No.
So it ended up racking up, and I'll show you this picture here.
This dumb whore was $1 million in debt.
Well, she ended up being negative $90,000, and they ended up just taking away they shut down her account and then took all of her earnings. So at the time, she didn't come public about it because she was like, you know what? It's just a funnier thing for people to think that I'm getting rich off of selling
bath water. I think it would be pretty funny if they thought I was getting rich. Riches.
So recently she posted about it on her social media and got fans to rally behind her. She did some articles and they reached out to PayPal, and then PayPal reversed it, gave her back the money. Wow. And they said that as of like a year ago, they changed this rule.
Good for
so
you.
She got her money.
It's like crazy, though, the mafia fucking tactics of these companies and just assuming that nobody's going to do shit about it. They literally just emptied her out and were like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah. They didn't empty her out. She will always be full of something. No, she was probably doing fine on OnlyFans. And she was probably doing fine on, like, this was one of her accounts.
But still, this is kind of what I'm talking about platform.
Fuck. These bitches are fucking.
If you're that famous, you're rich.
Yeah, I mean, I know how much money Karen Feehan makes on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
How much this chick makes.
What a young woman would make?
Yes. What a fertile woman makes.
Karen bites her earnings.
She has the jeweler thing.
She has a little sack full of coins.
Yeah.
Arr.
Arr.
If it doesn't ring with her cavity, it's not real.
Yeah. All right. One peep in the arsehole.
Let's see. Time for another. Does it live? Does it die?
Ooh, Mike Cannon edition.
Does it live?
Be great if you got that on video, though. Crash. It'd be great if you got the crash on video.
I know.
That would have been the best.
They weren't going to give me the picture, and then I made the EMT take my phone outside and take a picture.
You made him?
What do you mean they weren't going to give you the picture?
He was like, we don't really.
Put a knife on him?
We don't allow you to take a picture.
No, I was already strapped to the gurney, and I was like, can somebody go take a picture of it for me? And the guy was like, no. And I was like.
Well, that's crazy. I would say no for fucking legal purposes. Are you out of your mind?
That's literally what Nick stepped in and said that exact
cock
thing.
Cock fucking sucking motherfucking fucking EMT bitch.
Mike grabbed him.
Fucking unpaid intern bitch. Jorge. Sorry, Jorge.
Mike,
imagine this, Jorge. It's like, no, you can't take a picture.
I love you grabbed them and was just like, listen, I'm having a fucking day right now.
I need my algorithm boosted.
We can do this the easy way or the bad hard way, brother. Look at me. I got nothing left to lose.
And the guy goes, fine.
All right, so does it live, does it die? Teen rapper edition.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the guy got shot in the head. Yeah, he died.
Oh, I saw this video.
Yeah, watching
there
this.
You go.
Column.
That's the whole thing.
It's a fucking game.
No, it was in the news. It was a major story. It's not like, what else is there? 9/11 jumpers? Come on. Fuck me. Like, what are we doing? This was a thing that went viral because he killed himself.
Alive or dead, Dylan Stormroof.
Casey Anthony.
Okay. Let's see it anyway.
Yeah,
I guess.
Go on. Yeah, yeah. Play the game. I have a hunch.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Bang. Oh. You saw his hair blow.
Yeah. Look. Watch.
What a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
It's also not even cool if it was empty. Like.
What is this? He thought it was empty?
He must have thought.
No, he didn't think it was
empty. Just didn't think the trigger was that sensitive, I suppose.
Maybe he thought the safety was on.
I mean, that's
So it's black guys aren't really have the, they don't have the same fingers. They don't, right. They don't move the same way. So they don't
have he should have been holding it with his foot, and I think he would have had more dexterity.
That's what's up, nigga.
That's right.
You fucking monkey, dude.
What? Come on, that's not what I was saying. Oh, yeah, I understand why you would think that. Oh, no. I get what you're saying.
You were just basing it upon his previous content of flexibility.
I posted, Shannon, go to my Instagram and show the picture that I posted. This was such a great moment. I was watching the original Planet of the Apes. And there's a moment where they're looking down at, like, they find a tree. They're like, oh, it's life. Like, it's in the original one. And I thought it was just a great moment. It looks like they're looking at the black guy's cock. There we go, guys. Content, folks.
I thought it looked like a circle jerk.
There's going to be more to it than no, just that was these it. Guys.
These guys looking at his cock.
Lewis is taking
you damn
this breakup.
Dirty apes.
Lewis is taking this breakup bad. Things are getting weird.
She's posting naked white men.
Love the grind. Shout out to Love the Grind.
Love_duh_grind. Go give him a follow. Everyone go follow love_duh_grind on Instagram. And then they're going to yeah, DA.
Was it DA?
DA, I believe.
God, I can't read.
Free the weed.
Yeah, that guy fucking oof. Rules.
My eyes suck.
Yeah. So that guy's dead. Okay. Shannon, what was any more details about it?
There's not a lot. They're like raising. There's a GoFundMe for the family. They're saying they don't know why it happened. Blah blah blah. But he
GoFundMe. Who's donating to this retard's GoFundMe?
I think there's like 15 grand.
Can we see? Can we see the GoFundMe? Are people donating to this? It's crazy. He's an idiot.
I would donate to buy the rest of his family guns.
What type of gun was that? That looked like a fucking laser.
It looked pretty dope.
Support for grieving aunt after tragic loss.
Well, it's not for his dad.
The grieving auntie.
What
auntie.
Was his rap name? Can we listen to one of his songs?
Sack Daddy to God.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, I mean, was he a rapper or were we just assuming? Oh. I think Shannon was just
you said TikToker, did you?
No, it says rapper. It says teen rapper is in the article title.
Yeah, but they were all teen rappers.
17 years old was.
That is, it is sad. It's sad because he's a dumb kid.
Yeah.
But I will say, a kid who's that thuggy, who's going, yeah, what was he even saying? Like, it was another language, and he's pointing. Like, I'm just saying, like, this guy wasn't going to go on to do any amazing things, probably.
Well,
maybe he was.
Here's the thing. This
but
is
I just,
also,
I think that's like.
That was dumb as fuck. There's no defending that. That also is the origin story of Lil Wayne, though. Lil Wayne, when he was like 10 or 11 years old, was fucking around with a gun and shot himself in the chest and didn't die. And then he's.
I mean, how do you fuck around with a gun and shoot yourself in the chest?
Is that why he's called Weezy?
You're fucking 11. That's not bad. I don't know. He probably had limp wrists or weak wrists. He was a young kid.
Yeah.
Imagine your 11-year-old child literally like confidently.
Well, I wouldn't allow my 11-year-old child to fuck with a gun.
Of course.
You know?
Something tells me you didn't have great supervision.
Let's see. This is rap. My brother leaking for a body. Might just take that nigga soul. Always had that fucking money. I ain't worried about the hoe. But I told that bitch to bounce that ass and put that pussy on me. She gon' hop up on the dick and rat it like she fucking stole it. Fucking on this bitch. This is not good rap.
No.
It's not good rap.
You don't like she's gonna hop up on that dick and ride it like she stole it?
That's a bad. That's bad.
I have to start lyrics writing. Aren't terrible.
I have to start writing my rap. Because me and Big J are rap battling.
That's are you?
Each other at Skankfest.
Love when white guys do that. Love when white guys
do that. I'm not white. Thank you, Colin.
Are you actually going to ask for help?
No, we made a rule that we're not asking
for
help.
What type of flow are you going for?
I don't know, but I'm going to
dominate. Are you going to go old school?
No.
Big J is fucking fat.
My name is J, and I'm here to say I'm pretty gay. Hey.
There's your opener.
No wonder you've been spitting beats all day. You had this in the back of your mind.
Yeah, you're in rhyme mode.
Let's see. Toit or Noit? This is going to be a good one. I'm excited about this one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Toit or Noit. Jorge.
Toit or Noit.
All right, Toit or Noit. Who do we got? This is an influencer, a fitness influencer. But there's a very specific issue with her body.
Yeah, so when she was born, she had this issue where her intestines were outside of her body. So they had to give her emergency surgery to like put her outside in. And so she no longer, she never had a belly button. She doesn't have a belly button.
Inside out, bitch.
She was born inside out?
Kind of, yeah.
What?
Her mother was born inside of her? What happened here? I don't understand.
So her guts were on the outside.
Yeah.
And they just stick that, they just shove it back in. They just put the, like like laundry that fell out of a bag. Like,
let's see her, yeah, let's see that one. That's a good like shot of that. Like, yeah. Like, non-existent.
Transferring from carry on to check bag.
Yeah. Just like one of those zombie dolls goth moms by their babies. You like, just take the guts out.
Which hole do you shove that back in then?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, can we see just a shot of the belly button?
That's
Shannon.
Cool that they also removed her penis at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? She's...
What they... Yeah, they put in some extra testosterone.
So, I mean, look, the belly button isn't bothering me as much as I thought it was going to bother me.
Not at all.
It's just she's kind of like a fucking brolic bitch. She's just not that toy...
She's an android. Androids don't have belly buttons.
I mean, I'm kind of...
Have you ever had sex with somebody that jacked? Or even close?
I mean, my ex was like really, really
but
fit,
she wasn't feminine.
Yeah,
she was feminine.
Yeah,
I'm talking like broad-shoulder, like, powerlifting woman.
Like my ex was maybe stronger than me. Like she was very, very powerful. Yeah. She could fucking.
Is that something you've realized post relationship or during?
That's why I broke up with her. I was like, I can't date a woman stronger than me physically.
She beat you up one night.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That would be scary.
No, never that jacked. Yeah. No, I don't think really jacked at all. I would do it though. There's been a few times we've had like Twitter night chicks on here.
Yeah.
All right, she's toyed there.
Yeah. She's cute.
Yeah, I'm in. I like it.
That's like a thing though. Like I think you got to be into like muscle bitches.
Yeah. You probably work out together. Like she's got a husband who's also probably like 275.
I can't have like fucking chicks screaming at me. Fucking one more rep.
Yeah.
You know, you little bitch. Come on.
Hold like, your load, pussy. Yeah.
All you.
Yeah. I had one girl tell me not yet, like forcefully, like, don't come yet, like when I was about to, and I was like, all right, that's all.
Like, now I'm never going to come.
Don't come yet?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to
joke on you.
Like, you give her the warning.
Jokes on you. I came about 4 minutes ago.
Don't do it. I'm like, well, I did, and bye.
Yeah. Or the other time, sometimes you get girls like, are you going to come? And you're like, well.
There's nothing better than
now. I'm sweating. Sorry, now I'm self-conscious.
Sorry, I've leathered up your puss.
Now I have to fucking. We have to stop for a few minutes. Come back to it.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up, ladies.
Guys,
lie there and stare off into the distance. That's all we want.
That's how you.
That's all I want.
Just go.
I want to think about. I want to think about like I'm inside of her. That's why. That's where my mind goes. That's what gets me going. It's not, there's nothing else. I'm literally going like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You're letting me in you. What a retard you are.
Your body.
What a psycho.
What a moron.
What a moron you are.
What an absolute dipshit.
One born every minute, I tell you. There's one born every minute.
It's crazy. That's literally what I think about, and that's what gets me to come. I'm like, what a fucking idiot you are.
As soon as you slide in, you're like, didn't take much, did it?
Yeah. Oh, if everybody else knew about this, you'd be done. You'd be done.
Yeah, so I say, you know what? I'll give her a toy. We'll say she's toyed. Not my thing, not my cup of tea, but pretty
sure.
Toy.
I mean, is there a picture of outside the body?
And are all
our organs?
I
don't even know what that is. Like,
our organs are all like, is our heart down where our liver is?
Right.
Or our fucking lung is hanging out the
side?
Yeah,
she
like,
all Picasso
does. No, I think just her intestines.
So not all of our organs. I was thinking of all of our
And that's the worst one, because then you'd have to watch shit travel through her intestines.
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah, but then after she blows you, if she swallows, you can watch it do the track.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like a cool snake swallowing its lunch. That's what the baby looks like. That's awful.
Yeah, that's a partial intestine.
I'm like, oh my god, there's shit coming out of his tummy.
Maybe they'll just push that back in somewhere.
I'm not good.
Oh,
if that happened, if my baby was born that way, I would literally go. I was like, "Hey, can we just like
Mulligan?" Yeah. No, we're good with that. Yeah, Step on it.
Yeah.
Step on it.
I wouldn't be. I would break down immediately. I'm like, my baby's dead. It's a pile of organs.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we can fix it. I'm like, no.
No. We'll start from scratch.
It's actually a minor surgery. No. We'll start over.
I'd rather take a breakfast bowl.
We shall rebuild it. Robot baby? I got a robot baby?
They're in a pan with some fucking peppers and onions.
So we're checking in on the weight gaining competition between Jorge and Gabe Blind Mike. We're going to chime in today. It's every Wednesday. We're checking in for the entire month. Are we doing 1 month weight gain, right?
You're trying to, they're actively trying to gain weight.
Actively trying to gain weight.
What, are they eating Plumpy Nut and shit?
They're eating everything. Jorge's always ready to eat food. Anytime I offer Jorge food, he's fucking down to fucking scarf. You should be eating on every show, dude. We should be eating you cheap. Just what's the cheapest? What do they give the, oh yeah, cool. The monkeys in Planet of the Apes. Like just piles of grains. I'm just going to fucking shovel them in and throw them into the fucking sound booth. And you just fucking, I think that's the way to go.
How much weight have What?
So this is going to be our check-in.
Okay.
This is the first time we're weighing them in since they've been initially weighed in.
And who is it?
And we're going to have them have another little consumption contest.
Oh.
So, Shannon, what did they weigh last time?
So, Jorge was 157.2.
Yeah.
Blind Mike was 121.2.
Okay, wow. 157.2. Jorge, do you want to weigh in now or do you want to weigh in after the consumption competition?
Did you talk about what it must be like to be an adult man and weigh 120 pounds?
That's wild.
Because that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That's high school woman shit.
That's like, that's the ideal weight for a hot chick.
For real?
Yeah.
And less than 220 is kind of gay for a man, I think.
I think, yeah, you got to be 200 pounds.
Dude, if he left
220, like
6 feet tall, 200 pounds if you're a man.
If he's
anything less than those.
I think 220.
220.
Okay. I think 220 is the cutoff.
But if he like leapt off the top of a building, he would fall like a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Like he'd literally just kind of just sway down.
You know how like you could like drop an ant from up here and it just hits the ground and runs yeah, away? That's what, that's that would like be him, dude. Just whatever it is, it just wouldn't.
He just lands on his eyes and feels nothing.
So. Do we want to weigh them in before or after?
Both.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, so let's weigh in Gay Blind Mike. He was 120, 121.2?
Yes, 121.2.
121.2. Gay Blind Mike, get on microphone. Mike's got, before you weigh in, though, what have you been eating? Talk to us.
Mike's got, like, weights in his shorts, like, when they were, like, cheating, catching fish.
He's removed his eyes and put kettlebells.
A lot of protein shakes.
A lot of protein shakes. So you have been trying, though.
Yeah.
What protein shakes? Like, weight gain? Like, mass gain? What's the calories on one of those things?
Beats me. I just do 3 scoops.
I'm gonna say the winner of this gets free breakfast on the Real Ass Podcast for a full month.
Can I play
a full month,
including the $200?
It was $200
was the prize.
which is cheaper?
I mean, you are putting them through
Mondays.
Stuff.
You get breakfast on Mondays plus $200.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So what?
Breakfast is pizza. It comes around 2 o'clock when the meeting is.
Let's, Gabe and Mike, weigh yourself in right now. Let's see how much weight you've put on in 1 week since we've started this weight gaining competition.
It's sideways. Hold on.
He has no idea.
We could tell him anything. We could tell him he lost weight.
Okay. Are you gonna tap it first? You get off it. Hold on.
This is how Shannon gets ready to fuck.
Tap it first. Get off it. Touch it.
Off.
Okay, he is 129.2.
One, you gained 8 pounds in a week.
One question.
Wait, he has his shoes and everything on.
You have your sneakers and you're holding your glasses. He's cheating.
He has a dumbbell in his hand. He has just a giant pumpkin.
He has a dumbbell on the scale.
He's holding an anvil.
Okay, go ahead.
Gay Blind Mike to the scales.
Take your eyes out.
Let's see now.
127.4.
127.4. That's still 6.2 pounds in a week. Jorge, are you nervous right now?
You gained 6 pounds?
I mean, he's going from being malnourished.
Jorge, what have you been doing this week? Have you been really trying to gain this weight?
Calories is 1 pound.
Yeah, so I'm being smart about it, and I'm easing myself into it so I can have one big push at the end.
Okay, I like it. Let's see what we got.
Is it a flautus
heavy diet?
I think that means he has a surplus of 25,000 calories in order to gain 7 pounds in a week.
I mean, he's probably just eating for the first time in like years.
Yeah, his body's just fucking.
Jorge is 159.8.
And what was he last week?
157.2.
Oh, 159.8. So you've only gained 2.6 pounds, Jorge, in this week.
Yeah, but
I did poop before this.
You gotta go by percentage of the weight. You can't go pound for pound.
Yeah, he's a way higher percentage.
Yeah.
Gay Blind Mike has added like 10% body weight onto him. He's annihilating right now. All right, so
Jorge, I think I gotta take you under my very fat wing.
Oh my God, let's start a room.
So what we decided we're gonna do last week we had them eat pizza. This week we're gonna have them chug
2 liters.
2 liters of soda.
Do we have those? Yes, it's orange. It's orange soda.
Orange soda. Okay.
And then I also have, because Zach mentioned his friend and the guy he loves, Badlands.
Okay, great.
And him chugging. So if you want to maybe watch that.
So let's see.
First.
Let's see the standard of what fast chugging is. This is a 2 liter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 liter.
Leader from Selden, New York, United States, and I'm about to attempt a Guinness World Record. The fastest time to drink 2 liters of soda. Let's do this, okay? I have an
official. You just skip to when it's full.
Measuring
he's gonna
cup
put
here.
It in the
you see right
yeah,
here.
There you go.
So he's got to drink it out of the bottle?
No, no. Okay, he
did he mix it? He probably shook it down, did he?
My wife, no, he just poured it into a container right. to show that it was the this exact amount.
And is it, but I understand what Colin's saying, is he's saying, did he make it not fizzy?
Yes.
No, he poured it right out of the bottle.
Okay.
The fizzy part's the problem here, right? How is it not going all down his fat fucking chin and shit?
I think that's all room for more liquid, like a pelican.
Mm.
Wow.
18.45 seconds.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
18.45 seconds.
That was delicious.
He's on a peak.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a big boy.
Impressive. Let's,
when he came here, he had to walk through the door sideways.
You
got
to hand it to this big fucking fat guy.
All right. So here's what I'm going to say. You guys, I'm going to give you guys 90 seconds to finish it. Whoever finishes it first, as long as you do it within 90 seconds, $100 cold hard cash in Ooh. Hand today. In hand today.
Wow.
90 seconds?
No way either of them's doing it.
You don't think they're doing it?
I don't want them spilling this
Maybe
shit.
Maybe I'll add. What are they eating?
They're drinking a 2 liter of soda in 90 seconds.
Oh,
they have 90 seconds to chug a 2 liter of soda. I can chug a 2 liter of soda in 90 seconds. $100 cold hard cash.
If you do it, I have 50 for you. If you do it,
wait. If I do it, no, yeah. Fuck that. I can't drink. I'm keto right now.
How many calories are in there?
Yeah, it's fucking wild. I can't even eat this edible.
No,
I want to.
Let me have it.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, please, Colin.
I don't know if I'll sleep.
I'll take it.
All right. So, are you guys coming in here? What are we doing?
Yes, they're heading in there.
And right last now. Year, did we play? We played music last week, right?
Yeah.
Was it the ch-ch-ch-ch? Oh yeah.
Wow! Wow!
Wow! Ch-ch-ch-ch. Oh yeah. What are you doing? What's the garbage bag for?
Just under them, so they don't. In case they spill a little, I'm nervous about it.
You're not puking in my pool later.
He's on a piss anyway. At least
I'm coming. You're.
I like your hair, Mike. You look good.
Yeah. What?
I think he looks good. Yeah. He's like filling out. I think this is going to be the best thing for
him.
Do
you think 90 seconds, they can't do it, is going to be impossible?
No way they're doing it in 90
seconds. Dude, if you gave them 3 minutes.
You think they can do it in 3 minutes?
I would start 90 seconds, and then we'll give them another 45 seconds after that if they don't make it.
I think they can do it in 90 seconds, but the winner gets $100 in cold hard cash right now. This is, I mean, it's a lot of sugar. How many, before you, whoa.
Jesus.
Before you even, before you drink it. How many calories are in a serving and how many servings are in the bottle? Like, how many calories and how much sugar are you consuming?
It's 160 per serving.
160 calories per serving.
And there's 6 servings.
And there's 44 grams of sugar, which is 88%
Dude,
of your
so
daily.
So 6, what's that?
44 times 6.
It's like 900
is what?
Something.
44 times 6. 50, 40, it's like almost yeah. 300 grams of sugar.
Dude. This Almost exact thing 300. With these exact two people is happening in the parking lot of a Fish concert right now.
All right, let's get some fun music. Ladies and gentlemen, 90 seconds on the clock. Do we have 90 seconds on the clock before they go?
One second.
Shannon?
I'm going to tell you. I'm starting in
well, we
got to
do like a sexy, like drop the fucking
this is,
flag or something.
This is huge.
Can you be the flag girl and drop something sexy?
Oh, the like Fast and Furious?
Yeah. That's what we need. You just
really right,
I don't think you can do it, Vato.
Just a big tell.
Shannon, tell me when we have. Are we going to see it on screen?
I have it here. I'm going to have to put it in post on the screen. I'm going to tell you when I'm starting. Starting in 3.
Yeah, but they need to know when they're going. Ready?
6, 4, 7.
And go. Is that exactly the hour mark?
Yeah.
There we go. This is great.
This is good podcasting.
This is great podcasting.
It's the only podcasting.
They're going.
Chug.
Gay by Mike, his technique is to squeeze the bottle to get the liquid out faster.
Chug it!
You little bitch.
What are you doing, you blind fuck? Come on, you Mexican.
Gay by Mike's eyes are tearing. I think he's having some sort of allergic
reaction. Come on, chug.
Gay blood Mike gets halfway done. He's like, I can see.
We are 40 seconds in right now. Yeah, do not puke. Ralph's going to kill you if you puke, by the way. I'm
going to
tell you right now. He's not looking good right now.
Nothing more. Oh, no.
You got to just burp. You're 48 seconds
in. Don't stop. Come on. There's money on the table. There's money. That's a real
$100.
Come on.
$100 of cold hard cash.
Hey,
come on. What are you guys doing?
You're 1 minute in. Oh, come on, Ori. Stop spitting everywhere, you sick Mexican.
Oh, in my face.
This is how no need for apologies gets ready for every episode.
I dreamed about this day in my village in Mexico.
Do you need to be burped?
Come on.
Come here, let me burp you. Come here, burp him.
What is it? No, you're not.
He's going to burp. Just burp.
That's weakness leaving your body.
Oh, yeah. Look at Jorge's pulling ahead.
Jorge's
he went. He was right, doing much better.
90 seconds.
That's 90. Well, you keep going. How about this? Whoever finishes it first gets $100 in cold hard cash.
Come on.
How do you say
Jorge, stop being a bitch.
How do you say tortoise in Spanish again?
Tortilla.
Tortuga.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, buddy. You okay? You're right, buddy. You got
this. Come on, you got this.
It's okay.
Do it for your soul patch.
Okay, oh, please don't puke. Oh, he's going more. He's going back in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Gay blind Mike said, fuck you. Fuck Mexico. USA. 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 USA.
Shout out all my ICE agents.
Hell yeah, dude. Get him deported,
I'm cheering for Jorge. USA. USA.
Let me get another coffee, Shannon, from Zach, somebody,
you're
please.
You're the funniest person on earth, man.
He really is.
Now,
come on, he's tapping out.
Come on, El Tempo!
All you gotta do is sip this by the end of the show and you have $100.
It's yours. It's yours to take.
All we gotta do is get it in you.
Come on, buddy.
What are you doing?
Is he tapping? He's finding rooms?
Oh, okay. Yep.
Come on. Yes, yes.
He ain't gonna let him show you up like that, you little bitch.
I didn't hear no bell.
It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit.
What I lack in eyesight, I make up with in heart.
Wow. I feel like you can get it down right. Come on, pull it down.
Dude,
let's
come
go.
On.
Crazy.
Man. Oh, it's going back in.
Yes.
It's going back in.
It's all backwash.
It's so
dude, he is two-thirds of the way there. It's so close.
You can do it.
Come on.
Jorge, you need to just open your
door. What are you doing?
Right,
don't give up, you
Jorge,
fuck.
Come on. Or Jorge, why don't you pour cups and just...
Come on, Jorge.
That's right. Pour it into a cup.
You got it,
Jorge, pour it into a cup and just suck it back.
Jorge, come on. You got it.
For the glory.
Come on, Jorge.
That's Jorge.
For the glory, Jorge?
Wow.
They've had a pizza each last week.
By the way, they're gonna hit 4 minutes, and you called 90 seconds.
That's fine.
I did call 90 seconds.
In fairness, they should have poured it into a big.
I think a big cup would have been an easier way to do it.
I think. Look, Blind Mike's gotta get like he's.
I mean,
Blind
Mike he wants that $100.
He's,
so badly.
Dude,
he's ready for it. Dude.
That's $100.
This
American.
Is crazy.
Boy, just quit. I can't believe I've seen just.
I've never seen a Mexican just
what a
lay down and say I'm not doing.
I know, dude. What
you've never seen a Mexican lay down.
The Mexicans are hard workers.
Not in competition.
That's like that is.
Dude,
a,
it's almost done. It's almost
that's
gone.
A stereotype
let's
of Mexicans
go.
Are lazy.
Blind Mike, let's
karate
go.
Chop
Mike.
Technique.
GBM. GBM.
GBM. GBM. GBM. GBM. GBM.
He's
got to go.
Oh!
Oh!
No! Bullshit.
He did it. You're going to have to go sip from this bottle to make up for the sipping spell.
No, that was it, man.
That was unbelievable.
And how much weight did you put on? Let's go weigh in again.
Hold it in.
Get past me, David. He's on a puke
somewhere. He does not look well.
He's definitely gonna
he does not look well, guys.
That's a destroy.
What if it fixed his vision?
That's what I'm saying, man.
What if he's like, I can see perfectly. Yeah.
He's like 8K. He's yeah. I can see in fucking 8K.
He's going
in it.
He's going into diabetic shock over there.
If he have they signed anything if we kill them with this?
Can
you
that
can't.
Kill, can,
you can't. No yeah, way.
Guys, you gotta sign something. You gotta sign something, folks.
It's like potassium overload. There's no way.
Well, there was that bitch who chugged water who died, right?
Yeah,
on
but
the radio
you chug like
gallons.
Yeah, but I mean,
drown.
A 2 liter of soda, I feel like.
Not far off.
Dude, if he drowned himself, it would be...
Nah, there's not even a lot of sodium.
I would take
around.
The lawsuit. It would be so funny if he just drowned himself.
He drowned himself.
Death by Fanta.
Fantality.
What do we got here? Weigh yourself. What did he weigh before the chugging?
Okay, before the chugging, he was 127.4.
127.4, and after the chugging...
Tap it first.
GBM is going to... He's going to put on some fucking weight in this competition.
Dude, I hope he gets jacked.
Yeah.
I hope he gets jacked like an ant.
You should actually get him a prescription to, like, testosterone. Yeah. As the victor.
I took testosterone.
How'd that go?
Well, I didn't hit puberty, so I had to get testosterone when I was
a kid. Oh, that's sad. We meant like in a fun way where you grow never, muscles. Not in a sort of a...
They
should have
hit you with a couple extra CCs, buddy.
What does he weigh?
My mic. 131.2.
So he just... Like 5 pounds.
He was 127.4.
Jesus. Oh my Christ. God. Does he have his shoes on now, though?
No.
No.
Just gained 5 pounds right now.
Yeah, like 4 pounds. That's... Right? Because right? 16 ounces is.
A pound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's 62 ounces.
Is it
ounces.
Staying in?
So it's like 4 pounds, yeah.
He looks like he just got off a roller coaster, dude.
Yeah. 64 ounces is...
It's like 4 White Claws, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, four. It's four. He gained 4 pounds.
Four White Claws. Is, yeah. He said it's like 4 White Claws.
That's good, dude.
That was awesome.
Jorge, you have to weigh in.
Jorge's a dirty little snake, though, huh? Jorge with the fucking fighting dirty at the end.
Jorge,
he quit.
Bitch.
He quit halfway through, and then he fucking sabotaged Blind Mike. For anyone listening, he...
What would Miguel Cotto think of you?
Yeah. For anyone listening...
Mexican fighters?
Jorge, not tapped.
All right, so... Let's see. This is a video... What was the last one?
Sorry, 158.8. Jorge, Jorge lost a pound.
Jorge lost a pound chugging a half a bottle of Fanta.
You can do it again.
He was a quart low.
That was the devil. Jorge, you're playing the devil's games, and that's why he's punishing
El Diablo.
Wait, is GBM letting it zero out before he steps on?
Yes. Okay. It's 160, so you gain 0.2.
Okay. Well, this is an ex-Red Sox pitcher was tackled during an anti-child predator sting. Oh, I see. I thought it was like an anti-child. I was like, anti-child.
They're against children.
They're against children, these predators.
No, it was like a to catch a predator type.
Yeah, all right. So what is this?
They are farming this out like all over the place.
They're catching,
now, huh?
Yeah, they're catching a lot of pedos, huh?
They are. Well, that's the thing. Like the there's a lot of channels that do it now, right?
Yeah.
I think the issue with it is that very often, depending on the jurisdiction,
it's entrapment.
They can't use the evidence. Right. They and then you like instead of bringing it to the authorities and doing it the right way, you let this guy walk,
totally.
Right? So I think that's the people that are against it, and then also the people that do it. The people that I've met that do these, pedophile things.
You've met them.
I've met a few. There was a guy at Skankfest who was just a fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that
fucking
guy.
Fucking dipshit,
that guy
dude.
Sucked.
He sucked.
Yeah.
And he's like... And every time I meet one of these guys, I'm like, yeah, you kind of seem like a fucking pedophile,
right,
dude. You have predatory vibes.
Doth
every single
too
fucking...
Much,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not... Like, obviously, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying that every time you see these guys talking, you're like, there's just something about it. There's something a little bit weird about these guys. They're a little bit off. Why are they so obsessed with pedophiles?
Yeah.
It's a fucking very weird thing. I don't believe that they're... At genuinely being like, we want to save the children. I don't think that they like love kids that much.
What are the chances?
They want
some
to create
them,
content.
Yeah. I think some of them just have a fetish for pretending to be little girls online.
Maybe. Oh, that could be it too.
Yeah, I think that these are fucking. I think these are weird fucks most of the time. I think if you looked into these guys that do these pedophile sting videos, I think very often you would find out that they're weird fucks and they're doing weird shit. And the few times that I've interacted with people that do it, I got very weird vibes.
Isn't it kind of funny that like pedophilia has become so mainstream? Like literally, the song of the summer is accusing the biggest artist on earth of being a pedophile. Like, people are literally like, wop, 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 wop. Like, I'm dancing to this song. I'll be like, A minor. It's unreal how fucking mainstream just accusing somebody of fucking kids is.
All right, so let's see this video. And who's the pitcher?
All right, so I'm just going to tell you real quick.
Probably the guy.
His name is Austin Maddox. He was a pitcher for the Red Sox many years ago. And so this is in Florida. They did this thing called Operation Valiant Nights. And over the course of 5 days, they caught 27 men who the men thought that they were communicating with little girls online, but actually they were talking to detectives. And so he's one of them. He thought that he was talking to a 14-year-old.
And so this is actually through police, though. This isn't like one of the... You see, okay. I like that. Like, To Catch a Predator was fucking dope. Like, that was a cool show. They did it in a way where...
They worked
like,
in conjunction with law enforcement.
And also,
right?
I just feel like it was such a big thing that I think almost like like having security cameras, like, in a parking lot. It just was... People were like, fuck that. That was like, I'm not fucking getting caught on To Catch a fucking Predator.
Any kid that wanted a Zima went thirsty for a few years.
I know we talked about the Opie and Anthony Reddit earlier. The funniest To Catch a Predator is one guy goes, oh, God. And he's like, do you know who I am? He goes... Yeah, I saw you on Opie and Anthony.
he was wearing an Opie. Shit. Was he wearing an Opie and Anthony shirt?
I don't remember, but he was like, yeah, they talk about you.
Opie and Anthony fan get caught on Catch the Predator. Oof. It's fucking great. So, Shannon, let's see.
Okay, so in this video, he is actually going to meet the little girl, and that's what we're watching. There's no video.
Oh no!
The way they do it.
There's 60 of them. And there's so many of them.
And a dog. Hell,
yeah, dude, let the dog go first.
Is the dog necessary?
That's it. Just real quick.
Wow.
And
I love that.
They do have.
Is it a pedophile sniffing dog? What's the dog for?
In case he gets away, so they can chase him down with the dog.
I can't imagine that. You know that feeling of when.
Do you think they give a little girl's panties to the dog to smell first? Like, yeah, boy, go get him. Get him.
The dog's in on it now. The dog likes it.
Oh, he got fucked up. They fucked him
up.
Is
that Dan Lamort? Dude, that, like, I mean, the switch in that guy's brain from, like, finally, I'm getting what I've yearned for all these years.
His hands touching the doorknob, lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lollipop.
He's only 17. 17. He came in, his dick is hard, full balls.
Yeah.
He's got to come down from that a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck, dude. I thought I was
going to... He's letting people in at traffic and stuff. He's like, no, after you.
Grace guys are going to clear up.
after you. Yeah, I can't imagine the feeling of being caught as a pedo must be just the all time.
Especially with a public... persona, like a former athlete.
I just can't even. Because
those other 26 guys must be like fucking few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking, that is bonkers. Dude.
Have there been pro athlete? Like, is that a big thing? I'm trying to think about that, if there's been like a high profile.
Didn't Wanda Franco last year.
Wanda Franco.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. He's a Dominican Republic guy, and he was a prospect that came over.
Oh, that's right.
And he was posting like straight up, but that wasn't banging 13-year-old.
Did he get canceled for that, or he still plays?
No, they kicked him.
He's gone. He's
married a girl.
He literally ran to Dominican Republic. I think. Right?
Who was he was like gone for a while, like out of they couldn't find him, and then he turned himself in.
Wasn't there a pretty famous football player Super Bowl weekend got caught with an underage hooker?
Oh,
and he was like, no, I just asked if I could jerk off in front of her.
Was that Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah,
that was Lawrence Taylor. Okay. Yeah,
is that the gray area?
So hold on, go back to go back to that story with the Dominican.
But that wasn't real. That was crazy.
I don't think that was like pedophilia. That
no,
was
it wasn't.
Like a, that was just she like lied. That was just a grown man dating a little girl.
She lied about her age. She was at some club and she was 16 or 17, and he was 19 or he was like 21, I guess, or whatever, because he's a young prospect. And then she lied. He got caught up with it.
I call them young prospects.
The NBA checked it out and shit, and they were like.
Who
I mean, he definitely banged this child, but
who,
she said
who
she was 18. Josh Giddey from the Thunder.
I remember this one. Yeah, it was kind of a cute chick. And she would like post like pictures with him, being
in
like, look at his dick.
Like crazy. Yeah. She's like, well, heading to class right after.
Wild. Do you remember that scene in Old School? And it's so funny because Alicia Cuthbert.
Unreal.
Loved her.
Dude, so now. Loved her. Just a brief aside, Celeb Jihad is taking old Alicia Cuthbert pics and finally AIing them.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you.
Alicia Cuthbert, when they did the FHM magazine, it was her and the chick from That 70s Show.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Yeah. It was like, that was like...
Unreal.
Wow. Those were like the fucking chicks. And Alicia Cuthbert, I fucking love.
Yeah.
What did I bring her up again?
Hot.
I don't know why I brought her up. I just went into a whole little fantasy.
Because she was underage in Old School.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, that was that photo. I remember being like, fuck.
That photo set.
Fuck you.
I destroyed our family's Toshiba to that
photo set was something else. Yeah. And she was fucking crazy. So yeah, she was in old school, and he meets her at a college party, and they get fucked up, and they hook up, right? And he bangs her, and then he finds out that she's actually in high school. Like, she gets it. She puts her school uniform on in the morning. She's like, oh, I gotta go to class. And she leaves to go to school. And then he finds out that it's the boss's daughter.
Yep, yep.
Which is so funny. But it's just a great scene where one of the other employees is like, dude, I heard you banged what's his name's daughter. And he just goes, penis mask. He goes, shut up. Where'd you hear that?
Artie Lang is in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's him and I think that guy Matt Walsh from UCB or something.
Mm-hmm, that's fun.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I know.
Yeah, all those movies. A lot of, like, that early 2000s era of like sexy raunchy comedy.
Yeah,
none of that. It's so funny how it doesn't hold up now.
You ever see Observe and Report?
Funny. It's yeah. funny, but
oh, well, yeah, dude, yeah. same thing.
But he like a lot Anna of Faris. These fucking jokes, like you're like, doggy, like none of them like yeah. it's super like aggressive. Like it's and forget even just like you saw it in like Revenge of the Nerds and like all yeah. those 80s movies were super rapey. But it was like it was even fucking more than that.
In Observe and Report, Anna Faris is literally passed out drunk with vomit on her sleeve,
snoring,
and he's having sex with her. And then he stops and is like, are you asleep? And she goes, why'd you stop, motherfucker? And yeah, that yeah. literally is like the only green light in the whole scene.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
and
oh
it's just
God.
A it's just a light comedic scene. Yeah. This isn't Legion of Skanks. This yeah. isn't rape.
It's a mainstream
fucking,
movie
like,
with Seth Rogen.
This is a mainstream, like, fucking. But even, like, what was the other one, Seth Rogen, where he pulls the condom off, right? Where
Knocked Up. Yeah,
yeah Knocked yeah, Up. Yeah. Like, that's the whole thing. It's a miscommunication in yeah. bed where he pulls the rubber off. If that was a female comedian, she would ruin his fucking life for that miscommunication.
Totally.
That's that.
I mean, do you think about Animal House when the girl passes out? He literally has an angel and devil on his shoulder, and the devil goes, fuck her, squeeze her tits. And it's a 15-year-old girl. And it's not, it's like a debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the Eminem song, you know, the where he's
yeah,
the
yeah.
devil and.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guilty conscience.
Guilty conscience. Yeah. yeah. The one of the verses is literally about him fucking a 15-year-old girl and him debating if he should do it. Come on, Slim. She's only 15 years old. Remember that fucking.
Look
that?
At her bush. Does it got hair? Fuck this bitch right here on the spot bare.
Yes.
So she passes out. She forgot how she got there.
Doggy,
like, it's like, what
this
the
was
fuck?
After school.
Yeah.
Top 10 VH1 or yeah. MTV fucking.
Damn,
the TRL
artist.
Live.
They performed it at the VMAs.
Doggy, it's yeah. wild.
Artist
wild,
did.
Unreal.
Did they perform the VMAs? Did they change that? Did they change?
I don't know if they did that verse.
Pull up,
yeah.
pull the VMA performance of that.
It
song.
Might just be that she's older than George Burns' verse.
Yeah. Well, they only had two of the three verses were about infidelity or fucking. The last one was a guy walking in on his wife fucking somebody while he was at work. And
yeah, and then the twist is Dre's like, you know what? Fuck it, kill her.
Yeah,
kill that whore. You're right. You're right, Slim.
Treat her like a journalist.
That's a big twist at the end. It's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck this bitch. Rape that child. You know what I'm saying? Can we see that before we get out of here?
Is it, Slim Shady? Is that the song?
No, it's
called Guilty Conscience.
Okay, sorry.
Guilty Conscience, MTV.
VMAs or something. Yeah. They're both wearing the navy blue with the backwards hats. I remember it very clearly.
Wow.
And then I think Snoop came out.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the next episode after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have it here.
Let's see. Here we go, Shannon.
Shady himself. Eminem. Hi. My name
is. No, this is not it.
We're gonna, no, it is, but he does a medley. He does a medley.
Oh, he probably doesn't do that verse then. Yeah, skip ahead, Shannon.
Yeah. It's most likely, if they did one verse from the song, it's most likely not debating whether or not to fuck a child.
Yeah. All right, never mind. It's fine. We got it. Eminem was pretty fucking dope back
He was
cool
as shit.
He was fucking so
All
cool.
the kids think he's gay.
All the kids think he's gay
did
now?
Did you see the picture of him at his daughter's wedding?
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
got
yeah.
sunglasses on and he's frowning. It's
I
like,
know.
Dude, you don't have to do.
He is.
Smile at your daughter's fucking wedding.
Nah, he's autistic.
He's deep on the spectrum, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for
deep.
Sure. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his face.
What the fuck? You're not posing for an album cover.
How awful is it?
You're
he
next
feels
to your fat-headed
no,
daughter.
He feels cursed to be cool no, for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
How brutal is that?
Every celebrity wears sunglasses to a wedding. That's crazy.
I was going to say, Colin, you're wearing sunglasses on our podcast, but you put them on, you took them off.
His daughter, though, looks so much like him. She's kind of the dream situation for a fan like me to have sex with.
She's not as hot as people pretend she is.
Not at all. She just looks like him.
She's just okay.
That's a nice one, though, to marry into the...
The Mathers.
The Shadies. Yeah. The Shadies.
That's a fucking tall drink of water she's married to.
Sure is.
It's a hunk.
Sure. Yeah, you don't need strong job. You're made for money. There's no real like family business. It's like just vacation. That's it. That's what I want to do.
That's what I'm. Family gave me nothing.
Me neither, yeah. Dude.
You got nothing. I have to work for everything.
You got to marry into wealth.
I should fucking. Yeah. I should look for rich pitch. Rich pitches.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna.
I'm available. Does your chick make a lot of money?
She owns her own business. She does well. Yeah, but I mean, we're like, you know, we're in it together. We're doing the same thing. We don't have.
That's what you say when she makes more money.
No, I contribute.
Well, we don't really follow money that way. Sometimes she pays all the bills.
I meant that in the sense of us being able to like buy a house or anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
we haven't been able to buy a house because we don't have that like huge chunk of change. We're just like continuing to stack.
Ready to fucking get trying, for you, man. All right, I'm wrapping this one up. This has been dope. You guys are the shit. We love you guys. Yeah. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday. We did a pre-tape for the Friday episode, and it's fucking hilarious. Really, really fun show coming out on Friday. And that is exclusively for Gats Digital subscribers. So go subscribe. Use that promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial, and we will be back on Friday. Good night.
That's all, folks.